Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I just had to go get a little sustenance. I had to decide between leftover summer sausage or a strawberry cream cheese strudel bites. What do you think I picked?
Oh, the strudel bite.
I did, yeah. Not wise decision. I should have gone with the protein, but, you know, these really look good. The strudel, you know what I'm saying?
The strudel.
Yeah.
Ah.
I wonder what our friend Milo Hotzenbühler would say about my choice. He'd probably be a little conflicted because down there in Linton, sausage is king. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Wishick and Linton. And where does Milo live again, Todd? I forget.
Strasburg.
He's Strasburg, that's
superstar.
Right.
Superstar.
Oh, the superstar from Strasburg. I love that dude. And, you know, all of those folks, Trent Luce, Milo Hotzenbühler, great entertainers. You know, they have starved for the last year due to COVID. It's unbelievable. So, Eric Church, way to go. The Gather Again Tour, God bless you. Glad you're doing it. Grand Forks and Sioux Falls and Lincoln, Nebraska. Let's see here. Any others close to us? Not really. I love that they're skipping Minneapolis. Fine. Don't need to be there. Goodbye. Don't need you. See you later. And, you know, our local talent, too. Greg Hager in Valley City. I mean, it's just, it's criminal what's happened to these people because, you know, eggheads think they know better than us. I've read this Dr. Walls piece a few times here, and I just can't even believe it. I'm about to forward it on to all the senators. It'll be voting later this afternoon on 1323, and I really hope this passes. I really do. And you know what? It might not be perfect, and it might not be smart. Jim Rohrs, a state senator from my district, 46, said, Scott, this is a one-off. This is like something you do because you're mad about something else. We don't do that. We don't set parameters for the future. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care. Don't give me an excuse. I just don't care. What you're doing by saying unelected bureaucrats should not decide for me whether or not I need to wear a mask or not is sending a message that freedom is still alive in North Dakota. That's what I want you to do. That's what a yes vote on 1323 is. Tell me freedom is still alive in North Dakota. I don't think the governor should have that power. I don't think mayor should have that power. I don't think city commission members or county commission members, and certainly not unelected bureaucrats who are health czars that think they can go in and say, and look, if you're a governor, county commissioner, mayor, and some MD comes in because he's got an MD behind his name, what are you going to do? You're just going to say, well, I guess it's the doc. I better listen to the doc. We better do this. If you don't do this, people will die. People will die. They're going to, you know, they're going to go all woke and scare the living daylights out of you. Well, guess what? If we have a block on that and we have some common sense in North Dakota that says, no, hard stop. People can decide for themselves whether or not to wear a mask. You know what, folks? I'm sorry I'm getting ramped up about this, but I really feel stupid for not paying more attention to the actual science on this, to saying, you know what? That's one opinion. I want another opinion. I didn't. I feel like I was duped. And you know what? I've been lectured to by, oh, lectured to is probably a little strong, but talked down to by bureaucrats that work in the governor's office saying, you know, masks are so 2020, Scott. Masks are so 2020. It's just that's old news. We're in the vaccines now. Well, good. Then nobody should oppose a mask mandate ban. You can't tell me I must wear a mask. This is still America, last time I checked. I know Joe Biden's trying to undo it and Kamala Harris and all the other crazies on that cabinet, brick by brick. But you know what? I'm not going to take it anymore. We need some rain, so we're going to talk with a pastor you recommended we talk to here a little later on. We're going to just kick up a little prayer for rain. This is for our farmers, our ranchers, and for those threatened by these fires as well. And then bottom of the hour, Matt Fernal joins us, a filmmaker on a 7-year project of his called Fighting Over Sioux. Looking forward to finding out more about that. I'm getting some grief about going to the baseball game tomorrow. I will be in the Twin Cities for the opener. We're going to do the show at Loon Cafe and talk about the devastation of Minnesota at the hands of idiotic lawmakers. Governor Waltz being first and foremost among them, who is just a political beast, unfortunately. You'd think a teacher that, you know, had some real life experiences there would come into government and just be, you know, man of the people, right? I don't care that he's a Democrat. I don't care. but he's just controlled and manipulated and just a 100% political animal.
You know, the Loon Cafe is arguably my favorite gastropub.
It's really a fun place. But Dave St. Peter introduced me to the owner one time.
I remember you were down there.
Yeah, lunch down there. And the guy practically cried. You got two restaurants. He said, one of them's not going to make it. He said, nobody can be here after 8 o'clock at night. We could be open till 9, but nobody comes down because they're scared to death. Minneapolis City Council only cares about defunding the police department. They don't care about, you know, how many people go to a Twins game. Now the Twins Open is finally having a measly 10,000 people there. God bless Texas. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
See that place jam-packed?
Arlington, yeah. Yeah. Rangers, yep.
Way to go. Way to go. I'm sure it'll be a super spreader event to somebody. But anyway, just tell me if you think I shouldn't go. Well, I'm going to go. Just tell me if you think I'm wrong to go. I just don't think it's right to take it on the Twins. It's the home opener. I'm going there to send a message to Minnesota. I think Major League Baseball is a bunch of idiots. That's what I think. A bunch of idiots. And by the way, I mentioned Eric Church is coming. Did you see what he said in his press conference about the tour kicking off?
No.
He said, I just want to play shows.
Yeah.
He said, politics' job is to divide. That's how you win elections. Those things that unite us are music and sports. The times when you're a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, you throw your arm around the person next to you. We need that. I need that. God bless him. Exactly the way we ought to be doing it. Ruger in Golden Valley wants to weigh in on this very topic on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ruger.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Well, better now that I had my strudel.
Good. That'll help for sure. I got two things. First thing, beginning of your show, you guys were talking about you just want these celebrities to shut up and do this and that. Well, I'm the opposite. I want to know what their political views are and what they think of me so I don't give them any of my time and money.
Good point.
Second thing, been on hold for a while. My stomach's been turning every time you guys play this Eric Church music. I'm gonna read you a little bit of a quote from this guy in an interview he did after one of these shootings. I'm a Second Amendment guy, he told the Rolling Stone. That's in the Constitution. It's people's right. I don't believe it's negotiable. But, big but, like always with these leftists, nobody should have that many guns and that much ammunition, and we don't know about it. And he also goes on to bark about, you know, semi-automatics and how much ammo.
He ought to just take his own advice. He ought to just take his own advice.
Well, you just read it. You just read it, man. And then he blames the NRA and pretty much, I mean, you can look it up yourself. He blames the NRA for all this stuff and the background checks not happening, the loopholes. And
what makes him an expert on that, do you think? Why does he have to, go to Rolling Stone and talk about guns? What is his expertise? What is he a subject matter expert on related to guns, would you say?
Nothing, I guess. And then, he says, I'm a gun owner, too. You know what he is? He's a FUD. I'm sure he owns his double barrel shotgun and his bolt action rifle, you know, his hunting rifle. And his what a FUD is somebody who, as long as they got their hunting guns, doesn't give a crap what kind of gun laws are passed and if they ban your semi-automatics that millions and millions of us own. So,
well, thanks for peeing in our cornflakes this morning, Ruger, about Eric Church. You did a nice job of just taking a big old whiz in our cornflakes. But you got to decide for yourself. I'm going to go because he's saying the right things now. He's obviously an idiot on the Second Amendment.
Cut your own throat, buddy.
What?
You cut your own throat doing that kind of stuff, man.
Well, I don't know.
I just say thanks for the update. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Well, I agree. But my point is he's wrong. But he still is a good singer. And he's saying the right things now.
Music. I don't listen to it. I even got my girls turning the music off when he comes on because they know he doesn't like them and he doesn't like their guns, so they turn the channel.
No, I don't blame you one bit for having the viewpoint you're doing.
Like that.
I'm just saying it's not enough for me.
You're a right winger. That's what everybody should be. Quit supporting these losers.
All right, Ruger. Thank you. Daryl in Fredonia, what's on your mind?
Hey there. I just want to weigh in on Juneteenth because of Obama's executive order 13603.
Tell me what Juneteenth is, Daryl.
Juneteenth is the emancipation celebration.
Okay.
You know, like our state legislator is deciding whether or not North Dakota will, you know, what are we going to do with that? Anyway, as long as Obama's executive order 13603 is out there, farmers are slaves.
Wow. I don't know about Obama's 13603 executive order, but nothing would surprise me coming out of that guy. Pray for his conversion every single day and pray that he gets outed as the guy that's clearly behind the transformation of America, his words, through his now vehicle, the one and only Joe Biden. Clearly Joe Biden's being given his instructions by Barack Obama. Wouldn't you guys agree? I mean, this is all part of their plan.
Yep.
And these executive orders were planned for 5 years, the takedown, even DAPL, too. Obama's going to get his way on DAPL, it sounds like, on Friday. You know, because he tried during his administration, now they waited out the Trump administration. But, Daryl, thanks for bringing that to our attention. James and Cavalier, when we come back. Did you cancel, Eric Church?
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white. And it ain't real clear, is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11.
Texter says you guys should promote and go to support some conservative music artists. Jamie Johnson, Whiskey Myers, and Aaron Watson are all playing in Moorhead in August this summer.
There you go.
And this is Jamie Johnson right here.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, beautiful, beautiful.
The Great Depression.
And Todd reminds us Charlie Jeske at the Bismarck Event Center has got... Toby Keith coming May 21st.
There you go.
There you go. That's a good one. And what else were we going to promote? Was there another one in there?
Can't Mavericks remember. Are coming.
Mavericks.
Yeah. And say again? The other one. Oh, Justin Moore and Tracy Lawrence.
Where's the Mavericks going to be?
At the Bell.
Oh, nice.
By the way, speaking of the Bell, Charlie Kirk, April 19th for North Dakota Conservative Advocates. I'm going to be there for that. Looking forward to that. Charlie Kirk, if you don't have tickets for that yet, get them. That'll be at the Bell. Charlie's one of the great conservative voices, especially for younger folks. Does very well on college campuses. Very well. Show today is brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. This is the part of the show where I get to make you hungry. I think I could go for lasagna today, downtown MP Avenue, or taco macaroni and cheese in Glendon, or country fried steak, 12th Avenue, I-29, Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo store, scallop, potatoes, and ham. Find me a better meal than that. I-29 and the Harwood exit, or in Valley City, lasagna or Swedish meatballs. Unbelievable. Exit 292, Valley City off I-94, and make sure you head north for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Don't forget, if you don't get into the program today, we'd love to have you 24-7. You can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776. Let me go to James and Cavalier, and then you tell me if we have Pastor Beeth on, and we'll chat with him next. James Cavalier, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
How are you? You go to that Twins game, and you enjoy that game.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not taking any more input on this now. It's been decided. I'm going to the Twins game. Thank you for that release, James. I appreciate it.
You know, with these numbers we've had, they said the numbers are supposedly 30 million cases in the United States. That means 300 million people have not gotten it. Another thing is we're right on course with the 2019 influenza pandemic. I guess it must have been a pandemic because we're at about the same numbers. And another thing is this virus, there's some people that are not even going to just get it. No one ever talks about that. You know, there's people that have immune systems that will just defend this. They just will not even get it. And that's never talked about.
You are making too much sense, James. You're not supposed to use logic when it comes to these things.
Yeah, way too much sense.
You know, just back that off a little bit and throw a couple of masks on and call it good, you know?
I guess my advice to people is just get healthy. You know, just try to be as healthy as you can. That's your best defense against anything.
Yeah, we had a gentleman call earlier that suggested people watch Capital Clarity. Is it on YouTube? Did you find it, Kev? March 4th.
Yep.
It's a doctor from Idaho, and he again uses some facts on masks that everybody should know. But, you know, talked about vitamin D and the importance of that. A huge percentage of people that have died with COVID died with vitamin D deficiency. And we don't have the sun is here. The sun's a little further away from us here than it is some places. Don't have as much sun. So if you're not in Florida and you're in places that don't have all that beaming sun, take vitamin D. You know, we've had some good remedies suggested this week.
Boosters, yep. And you know, vitamin D and zinc. They have all, it's orange flavored. It tastes great. You mix it in a big jug of water and drink more water and get some more vitamin D and vitamin and some zinc. And you know, just take care of yourself and, you know, you should be okay.
Very good points, James. Thank you so much for that. I would add one other piece of advice. Get to a place in your life where you're not afraid to die. Nobody wants to die. I don't want to die, most especially because I got a little baby girl going off to college this year, right? And she can get married at some point and have kids, and I want to see those kids. And same with my daughter that's graduating from Yale this year. She's going out to California for a job. I want to see what she becomes, who she meets, grandkids. I got a son living on a farm by Alvarado. I want to see how his life blossoms and continues to grow. And you know what I mean? I don't want to die. I want to spend my golden years with my lovely wife, Maria, and be happy forever. But I'm not afraid to die. Because I believe I know where I'm going based on the personal relationship I have with my Creator, okay? And the faith that I have. And if you run around afraid to die, that's the kind of people that put five masks on and wear them in their car and don't go to family reunions because one person out of 20 decided that they weren't going to get vaccinated because in America they can decide that. That's being afraid to die. That's not a place you should be, well, in my mind.
If you're afraid to die, you know, that's no way to live. You're supposed to enjoy life.
Exactly
that's
why
God put us here, to enjoy the time we all have here.
Amen, James. Buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
From a guy that's jumped out of a perfectly good airplane more than once, I can tell you that's the way to go.
Exactly right. It's the way you live your life.
You bet.
So, Daniel, tell me now, do we have Pastor Andy on? Okay, great. Pastor Andy Veith is here. He's the senior pastor at Bethel Church. One popular guy, because we asked the question yesterday, who would be best to pray for rain? Who would, name a great pastor out there, could just bring it so we can have a little shout-out and see if we can get some rain for the northern plains here for our farmers and ranchers and to reduce the fire hazard as well. Pastor Andy, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So let's do this. Would you lead us in a little prayer so we can bring some significant rainfall to the northern plains?
I will absolutely do that, acknowledging that I don't have any power to do that, but we serve a God that can.
We sure do. Absolutely. Lay it on us.
Good morning, God. We come before you this morning with thanksgiving, with praise. Our hearts are full from celebrating Resurrection Sunday, the resurrection that gives us hope as we face each new day. You know, in Scripture, you're known as the God who heals. We acknowledge that you're the God of righteousness, the God who shepherds, the God who protects. We don't hesitate to acknowledge you as the giver of all that we have. For that, we are so thankful beyond the words that we can express. Every gift we have is from you, whether it's the breath in our lungs, the next heartbeat, or even the things you've entrusted to us to manage while you're gone. We look to you as one who does not change, like shifting shadows, as the Scripture says. May any ounce of self-reliance be confronted and overshadowed with your great power. And today we bring the matter of rain in our region before your throne of grace. In your word, again, we look to your word and it says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. And then you go on to say, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you'll give him a snake. God, you teach us how to pray. You teach us to not store up treasures on this earth. You teach us to not worry or to be anxious. And so we ask with boldness, knowing that you can be trusted. We seek with diligence, knowing that you lack nothing. We knock with persistence, knowing that you hear us. So today, Father, we come to you asking for you to provide the necessary rain for our farmers and the crops and to acknowledge the wildfires that are happening. In the same way that you call the stars out by name and you give the boundaries to the water by saying you can go this far but no further, we ask that you would open up the heavens and the rain clouds at just the right time.
Bring that rain. Bring that rain. Pastor Andy, hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it,
more Jamie Johnson. We got to get a little Toby Keith in here before the end of the show, too. Yeah. And Is Willie Nelson on this deal?
Well, Willie, that's a song they did with Willie and Chris Christopherson.
Oh, wow.
Jamie Johnson was on that one.
Did you see my meme today where you have a striking resemblance between Willie Nelson and Greta Thunberg?
Thunberg, yeah. I did see that. I've seen that before. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
the vaccine worked.
I don't know if that's going to get me in any trouble or not, but it's humor, folks. It's supposed to be funny. All right, Matt Fern is going to join us, the filmmaker. 7-year project is rolling out called Fighting Over Sue. We'll talk about that in a moment. In the meantime, we finish with Pastor Andy Veith, senior pastor at Bethel Church, who is leading us in a prayer for rain. And where we left off is just, again, we can't do this, but God can. With God, all things are possible. I have that in my brain, Matthew 19:26. Whenever any obstacle comes before, literally any obstacle, big or small, you know, we know that. So, Pastor Andy, you go ahead and give us a big finish here on opening those skies for our farmers, ranchers, first responders, and others that are battling these fires right now.
Yeah, so as we continue to think about the need for rain, we continue in the attitude of prayer. We are seeking you, God, as the one and only Most High God, the God above all. We're knocking with persistence as a way to express the concern and the cry of our heart. And the matter of rain is out of our control. We acknowledge that. And so we come to the one who controls the rain, the one who tells it to fall, where to fall, and how much to fall. So many are dependent on every drop that falls from the sky. And so we choose, God, to trust and not fear. We choose to rest and not be anxious. We choose to believe and not worry. May our faith increase as we put our full weight on you. May other people's faith increase as we point to you. And so we wait with great anticipation, knowing that you love and care for us. We praise you, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Fantastic, Pastor Veith. I don't know that anybody couldn't close their eyes and just say yes, 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 the entire time that you're leading us in that to say exactly what we need to do. Get on bended knee and ask the one and only Creator we have, the Holy Spirit, to just take this into his own hands and bring us some much-needed rain. So let's just
absolutely
it happen and turn it over to a higher power and, you know, take some of those worries away about it all, too. Really appreciate you doing this. We'll have you back. When the sky's open, we're going to remember that you helped us remember who can open up those faucets, okay?
Love it. Thank you.
Pastor Andy V, Senior Pastor, Bethel Church. Thanks for all the recommendations, by the way. Yesterday, we just asked for our listeners, name a pastor that really is a great prayer warrior that'd be able to join us and you know, remove some of that worry and help us all remember where this comes from. So appreciate that very much. We are brought to you today on What's on Your Mind by our state's oil and natural gas industry, the folks helping make things happen in communities across North Dakota, like education, like infrastructure, like conservation, because the North Dakota oil and gas industry is advancing possibilities. Find out more about that at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Also want to thank one of our new sponsors on the program, Gateway Building, today. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. That's what you get when you call Gateway Building Systems. That hard-earned reputation as the design-build contractor, the ones with the experience, the quality, the reliability, and safety above all, they're going to take you further. Commercial, farm, grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings, whatever you need. Grain bin storage right now in stock. And they have some great discounts right now. Go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com, or call 800-747-4499. 800-747-4499. All right, Tom and Hettinger has been waiting a while to get in. Let me get you in, Tom, and then we're going to go to our guest, Matt Fern, and talk about Fighting Over Sue, a great documentary. I don't know what happened to Tom, but he's not there. RJ and Reader. Go ahead, RJ. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I saw a video the other day about the use of ivermectin to combat COVID-19. This was a physician that was discussing it. It's very effective. He went on to say that a country of India is giving that pill, ivermectin, to its population at a cost of 1 cent per pill. I found a pharmacy source in India that would sell it for 10 cents a pill, but they were out of stock. In talking to my physician, he said that he has only written prescriptions for two people with that stuff, and it's for arthritis. If you look for ivermectin on the internet, you can find it for $8 to $10 a pill for 3 milligram, and you're actually going to need much more stronger course than that. So why doesn't the state of North Dakota start a pharmacy manufacturing business up there and start to put some of this stuff out, and it'll sever our dependence with China and some of these other foreign countries?
Good question. And I don't know where that initiative would come from, the legislature, the governor, the Department of Health. But I like the way you're thinking, RJ. I'm glad you told us about it. Might help others as well. Thank you for that. A new movie is coming out. It's a documentary. The filmmaker Matt Fern is going to join us today. Here's the trailer to the movie, Fighting Over Sue, so you get a little sense of what this is all about ahead of our discussion.
After 80 years, the University of North Dakota is retiring its Fighting Sioux nickname and logo.
It has been a hot-button issue for years. The NCAA is saying the logo and the name are hostile to Native Americans, and the teams for this university risk forfeiting playoffs if this logo is displayed by their athletes, cheerleaders, or band, or if they just keep the name. Fighting Sioux gear is flying off the shelves.
It's big, big business.
They made it so that we would lose.
This thing has been centuries in the making.
It is a pride of North Dakota. It is a pride of our nation. Politically, we have no voice. We have no money, and our numbers are so few. We're just a forgotten people.
That gives me goosebumps to know that this is not, not lost, not done, not over, that somebody still recognizes that this was one of the great travesties ever foisted on any college institution in the United States by the NCAA. They had to win one of these, so they gamed it before it started with the fact that Standing Rock was never going to hold a vote, was never going to listen to their people. They knew that, so they said, hey, Standing Rock, mostly a South Dakota tribe, by the way, most of its members don't care about the name Fighting Sioux at UND, and Spirit Lake, which overwhelmingly was in favor. But so I'm so glad to welcome Matt Fern to the program to talk about this movie. Matt, thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
7 years in the making. Not many movies take that kind of time. Explain the heart and soul you put into this.
Yeah. This has been a labor of love for the last 7 years, going on 8. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I do ads during the day. That's how I make a living. But I started a video series called Daily Dakotan a while ago, telling short stories in North Dakota. And I wanted to tell a bigger story. And when I started this in 2013, the Fighting Sioux name and logo had just been officially removed from the University of North Dakota. I'm more of a movie guy. I'd never been to a game. But I've been in North Dakota my whole life, and so the Fighting Sioux name and logo have always been around, and didn't know much about it and thought, well, this might be an interesting story to tell. And little did I know, I thought I'd get this done in a year or two, but this story just kept going bigger and bigger, and it's been a heck of a journey. But it was in theaters last fall during the pandemic, and it's available online now. And just this last Sunday, it had its television premiere on WDAY, and you can watch it on inform.com right now.
Yeah, so if you're an Inform subscriber, you get this for free, right? Doesn't cost you anything.
Yep, for the next month. However, it is kind of a shorter version of the movie. If you do want to see a full, unedited version of the film, which is about 15 minutes longer, you can go to fightingoversue.com.
And is there a charge for the movie there at fightingoversue.com?
Yes, it does cost $20 to rent it or $30 to buy it.
I'm buying it, and I want to see it and see it again and see it again, because this is such an important story. What do you think is most not known about the whole fight over the Sioux name? What are you proudest of that came out of this that is really not top of mind for most folks that watched this from the beginning?
There's a whole lot. I mean, the movie is an hour and a half, and what I'm most proud of is that I'm hearing from people on both sides of the issue that they're learning a lot from the film. And more importantly, they're kind of having a greater understanding of the other side of the issue. This is really meant to be a document. It is a documentary. We try to show both sides. And I think some stuff that people find interesting is, one, how long this has been going on. This battle has been going on since at least the 60s and 70s. And we have a bunch of archival footage kind of showing how this issue has progressed over the years. And then the other thing that I think people will be really shocked by is we do show a lot of what's going on Native American communities today, specifically reservations. And there's a lot of conditions, there's a lot of issues that I think people would be shocked to know that this is the state of communities in North Dakota.
Exactly. They're like third world countries. And you go to places in Mexico, Honduras, whatever, that would look like a shining city on a hill compared to some of the Native American reservations we have in this state. Is that too strong?
No, I think that's fairly accurate. I think people, again, would be shocked on the state of living conditions, but then just the state of infrastructure. You know, one person in the film said that you can be shot in Cannonball, and there's only one police officer available for the whole reservation area. And so it would take them a couple hours just to even get to you. And so there's a lack of infrastructure, and then also just the economy is very difficult to sustain there. The average dollar goes through a community five or six different times. On Standing Rock, a dollar goes through the community 0.25. So they don't even spend a dollar within the community. And that has just created a really tough situation. And so the film tries to bring awareness to those communities and some issues, but also tell this story of, you know, from both sides. You always heard this in just snippets in the news, and I think people get a lot by sitting down and watching it from beginning to end, hearing what happened, and kind of hearing from some of the key players in the story.
Our guest is Matt Fearn. He's the filmmaker. The movie is called Fighting Over Sioux. You can get it at fightingoversioux.com or at Inform. You get a free version of it at Inform.com. More with the Matt in a moment. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Today is Wednesday. You buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free. And they're homemade cookies, too. They're really good. The 4-for-4 special is great. The caramel rolls. Valley Dairy Stores. PetroServe USA. Many of the locations. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. They've gone the extra mile for 20 years to keep their customers satisfied. One example, the free lifetime powertrain warranty in most vehicles at no additional cost. Buy with confidence, exceptional service, free service loaners, and so much more. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
All right, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Daniel the Man, Dan the Man on the phones when you call us at 800-228-0550. Finishing our chat with Matt Fearn, the filmmaker. Are you from North Dakota, Matt?
Born and raised. Grew up about a block away from the Capitol, so that was kind of my backyard growing up. And I've been making movies here, for a while here. But this is definitely my biggest project to date.
Fighting Over Sioux is a documentary that's out now. 7 years in the making, darn near eight. On the story of the name, is it naive to think this name could ever come back? Is that like the train's left the station, forget about it, the NCAA will never let it happen, the University of North Dakota just doesn't even like this discussion? In fact, if you buy what they call, is it legacy of Sioux merchandise? I forget the name, Dakota, that's what it is, Dakota spelled differently. You can buy things that have the old UND Sioux logo on them. They don't even sell them at the stores. You can only go online. But you can order them online and then pick them up from the store. So they just go out of their way to just, you know, hide this stuff, turn the page, never mind, nothing to see here. Is it crazy to think it could come back at some point with sort of some just leaders coming together in a room to say, hey, how could we use this for the benefit of everybody again to bring it back? Is that crazy talk?
I don't know. I think that's above my pay grade here of what's going to happen in the future. But to touch base on the money behind it, we did interview Rob Port in the film, and he talked about how the university is making quite a bit of money off of the logo right now, and that is actually how they have to maintain the copyright. The Fighting Sioux name and logo is still copyrighted because they use it. And so, like you mentioned, that legacy collection still brings in money for the university. So after all this time to get rid of it, it is still copyrighted and a revenue source for University of North Dakota.
Which, you know, is just proving that it's a brand that'll live forever, but it is a little hypocritical when you say the name bad, but we're going to keep the brand because we don't want anybody else doing it. You know, that's just that's a bad look. Here's my utopia. And your movie might make this happen. People step back and say, what really happened here? You know, I did the public address at UND for, gosh, 18 years. I can't even do the math anymore, but a lot of years at the hockey games. And Earl Strinan wrote a beautiful piece about the history of the Fighting Sioux name and the honor and heritage that it was bestowed upon the elders of Standing Rock in the 30s. They came to the university and said, would you honor us by naming your team after our people? And this is something white professors and the victimhood peddling crowd always ignore. This came from the elders of the Sioux Nation that said, please honor us with this. So it seemed to me that if you go back to your history and your roots and the elders and everything else, you say, wait a minute here, let's bring this back. It was one of the strongest brands in all of athletics, certainly in the NCAA. And, you know, give the licensing rights to, you know, the rights to the Native Sioux tribes, Spirit Lake and Standing Rock, and say, hey, you control the dollars, and let's see if we can do some good with it. Let's help healthcare. Let's help, addictions. Let's help all kinds of other things. I mean, it shouldn't go away, should it, Matt?
Yeah, well, everything you said that is in the film. Earl Strinan and Marilyn Hagerty do a great job explaining that history. And, you know, what we found out and kind of the counter argument to that was, yes, in the 30s, the Sioux name was adopted. And then in the 60s, there was a pipe filling ceremony in which a group from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe came to use University of North Dakota to have a traditional pipe filling ceremony. And the kind of thing in question is, was that ceremony to give University of North Dakota the permission to use that name and logo? However, other people say that that ceremony was to give the president, Starcher, I believe at the time, permission or to bring him part of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. And so I found some old newspaper articles, and it doesn't specify. But yeah, all that stuff is in the film, and this interpretation of everything can go so many different ways, and we try to just lay it all out there so people can make up their own mind.
Just glad that the story's alive, and that's what you've done. It's what good filmmakers do. You know, obviously you took the time to get this right over 7 years and tell this story, so I hope folks watch it. And I'm looking forward to watching. I'm going to buy a copy for $30 and have it forever because it's something that's so important to my family, me, I mean, all of us. We just, you know, it's one of those great travesties where you just look back and saying, hostile and abusive, really? Really? And look at all the lost opportunities that aren't there anymore by sharing the story of the Standing Rock people, of the Sioux, right? Amazing. And it just, again, became a big blunt force instrument from the NCAA to say it's hostile and abusive. Is Ben Breen in the movie the creator of one of the great Sioux logos on those uniforms?
Oh, yeah. Ben's in the movie quite a bit. He kind of explains how he even came up with the logo, how he was approached. Earl Strinan was actually the gentleman who approached Ben to create the logo, and he even reveals that he was only paid about $2,000 for the logo, and he gets no royalties or no nothing.
That just means that Earl and Tom Clifford drove a hard bargain is all that means, but that thing was worth a lot more than $2,000, I'll tell you, that's for sure. Glad you did this. FightingOverSioux.com is the website, is that right, Matt?
Yep, FightingOverSioux.com or Informed Subscribers can check it out on the website.
Yeah, free if you are an Informed Subscriber. Good idea. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Good work and look forward to seeing more of your work. Stay in touch. We'll continue tomorrow from the Twin Cities, folks, for Twins Baseball. God bless.